All right, outstanding. I want to welcome everybody to the fantastic weekly More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Tonight we've got an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal lineup for you. And you ought to get your pencil and paper out and warm that pencil up, because there's going to be some fantastic, fantastic nuggets that you're definitely going to want to write down. Before I, before we get over to our featured speaker, I want to take this time to introduce a young man that's going to pick up the call from here, and I want to tell you he is an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal young man. $250,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, platinum world council member, 12,000 plus individual sales. I can guarantee you he knows this business inside and out. So with that, I would like to turn the call over to the one and only Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, you're there.
Thank you. I am here, Doc. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I have you loud and clear.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to, first of all, thank you, Doc, for everything that you do for the team. You're a true servant leader, and thank you so much for hosting not only this call, but the solutions call that we do at the very first of every Monday night. So from my family, yours, thank you so much for hosting and doing that, my friend. And we'll jump right into things tonight. First of all, I want to start off the call by doing a little bit of recognition. You know, last month as a team, as an organization, we put out the challenge to everyone that if they personally recruited or placed five new associates last month, that we'd actually pick up. Stephanie and I will pick up a night of their stay at our upcoming team retreat next month in Phoenix. And so we had a couple of people that really they stepped up and took advantage of that contest, and not only took advantage of it, they're exploding their teams, doing remarkable things. So I just want to congratulate publicly in front of everyone tonight. Tony Therese Barkley out of the great state of North Carolina, congratulations on what you guys have accomplished. And also you had one of your team members, Barry, do the exact same thing. So not only did you personally recruit or place five, but Barry also personally recruited or placed five brand-new team members on you guys' team. So congratulations to you guys for rising to that challenge and accomplishing that. And you both get one of your night stay at Phoenix Comp. So congratulations on that. We'll be rolling out a June promotion next week. So make sure all you guys are on next week's call. Be a phenomenal, phenomenal call next week. But just kind of give you guys a little update on my travel schedule. We got a big event, huge team events this week in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Friday night. We're going to do a special team event and activity. And Stephanie, I have that all those details up on our More Success team page either later tonight or first thing tomorrow. But want to plug your team members into that, anybody in the Albuquerque region. And of course Saturday, be doing the Super Saturday for Albuquerque for the state of New Mexico. So make sure you plug your team members and all your guests into that event. If you'll put them in the seats, we'll get them into business for you. Just as simple as that. So excited to be out there with Joan and Bill Buckner this week, the latter part of this week on Friday and Saturday. So make sure you guys take advantage of that and plug all your guests, all your acquaintances, friends of friends and brothers, sisters, uncles. Make sure you invite them all up to our event in Albuquerque this Saturday. All the details are on, you're on the calendar, on the Legal Shield calendar. So just pull that up and plug your people into that. Can't wait to get out and really pour into the Albuquerque market this week. And later this month, I actually be out in the Salt Lake City with Mr. Dave Hall. I'll give you guys the details on that a little bit later in the month. But right now, it's really my honor and privilege to turn the call over to two. They're the definition of servant leaders, in my opinion. They're growing a phenomenal team all across North America. They're residing right now in the great state of New York. They're $50,000 ring earners. They're thousands of production achievement award earners. They're top recruiters, and they're definitely the leaders, not only on the More Success team, but nationwide, and everything they do for the deaf community in the world of Legal Shield. But the most important thing to me, it's their dear friends, and that is none other than Keith and Amelia One. Guys, are you on the call?
We are, sir. Can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear, and I'll just turn the call over to you guys. Take it away.
Thank you so much. That's just the sound of, wow, just an honor to have you give us an introduction like that, being who you are, Mr. Moore, and the achievements that you've reached yourself. You know, we're just trying to play catch up. You're the sprinter in the gym class, and I'm just the guy that does laps. But soon I'll be right behind you. I got me some new shoes, and we're ready. So, Mr. Moore, we talked with you and your lovely wife a couple weeks ago about doing a training, and one of the things we talked about was how we had a big team. And not only was the team in our local area, but it is a nationwide team. It isn't from California to Oregon, Washington, down to Florida, Texas, up to New York. It's all over. And did we do that by design? I think we did that by following the system. We became good students when we first joined this business. As a matter of fact, we might have some people on here that don't know our background, our backstory. So let me just do a quick summary. Amelia and I begged and pleaded and cried our way into this company. It was hard to get into Legal Shield. I don't know how you guys make it so difficult for people like us looking to, for an opportunity to change our lives. But you guys gave us a run, because in 1997, when Amelia, who had she owned an interpreting agency, a sign language interpreting agency, and you met a young lady who had the membership, right?
She had the membership and she was using it. But here's the funny part is that she was using the membership at the same law firm that was doing all of my contracts and documents, and I was paying full price. And she was able to walk into this law firm and get 25% off of all of her services, and I was floored. I was upset, like downright upset. So after I finished talking with this one, I said, hey, listen, I was like, how'd you get that 25% discount? Because I paid the same exact law firm 100% of their bill. And she had mentioned that she had what used to be prepaid legal, now Legal Shield. And I was like, where'd you get that? She's like, I don't know. I've had it for the last 15 years, but I have it, and good luck in finding it. And that was back in the 90s, late 90s.
So then in 2007, Amelia, you finally had somebody who was an associate, and they said, hey, have you ever heard of Legal Shield? And you just shut them down right there. You said, sign me up. I've been waiting 10 years. What took you guys so long to get here? So you signed up. And I think the person was so excited that they sold a membership, they stopped. They didn't follow up with the business opportunity. And, of course, at the time, they might have judged. They might have prejudged you because you owned an interpreting agency. And on the outside, you looked like, you had a house, you had an RV, and you had everything. So they probably prejudged you and said, you don't need the business opportunity. You're doing good. Well, you and I started dating around that same time. And I used to see you calling the law firm all the time. And I was like, I was excited because I found me a rich girl. I called all my friends in California and said, you got to move to the East Coast. This is where they're at. But then love happened and we got married in 2008. And, as married couples do, we started sharing the bills. And I saw how much Amelia was paying for that access to the top law firms. So That was in 2008. And so we were happy members. We were using it for everything. My parents are deaf, and Amelia learned sign language at the age of 18. So we had more than 30 years as sign language interpreters. And on the side, we also do comedy shows for deaf children. So that was our background coming into Legal Shield. We were happy members. We used it from things like a $21 million lawsuit against us, a $500,000 lawsuit against us, you know, little things, trivial things, right, to some other traumatic things. You know, so we knew all about Legal Shield. So in 2011, we got a call from Legal Shield saying, hey, we know you guys are good interpreters. You're in the top 30% of certified interpreters in the nation. Would you come out and do this conference? And I was like, oh, I got this, honey. We've been members for a while. I can do this. What are they going to do? Just talk about calling Legal Shield. I can do that. I get to the conference, and there's people like Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Jeremy Moore and Stephanie Moore walking the stage talking about how much money they're making by introducing this membership and this opportunity to people. Literally, my hands dropped. I looked at the stage. I looked back at the deaf people and said, do you guys hear this? And, of course, their answer was no because you stopped interpreting. But right then and there, the next break, I called Amelia and said, honey, we got to sign up for this. We've been telling people about it for the last 4 years. We got to sign up for this. And would you believe nobody at that conference offered us the business opportunity? It wasn't until a couple weeks ago where a deaf person finally – what? A couple weeks later, and a deaf person finally emailed us and said, hey, thank you for interpreting the conference. And I said, no, sign me up. And their first reaction was, are you kidding? And that's the reason why Amelia and I do the Fast Start trainings now, because we want to make sure when somebody says, sign me up, you don't answer with, are you kidding? So that was our background. We had to claw our way into this company. You guys just tried to keep it a secret. So 2011, we joined. And we had some difficulties in the beginning. We didn't know who our upline was. We didn't know that we had a family called the More Success Team. So we kind of floundered a little bit, but we went to local briefings, local trainings, local basic trainings, and they said, you need to do the TEP 10 core commitment. And we did, and eventually we found our way into the More team, meeting Mrs. Moore at the national conference, and I love the fact that she took me and Amelia aside, took off her ring, put it on Amelia's finger, and said, I feel this. You know, this is coming for you someday. So
she sure did.
So we want to talk about loving your team where they're at. And I'd actually like to start this call with a couple of associates on our team that many of you may identify with, either as a leader yourself or maybe this happened to you. But I'd like to have Mr. Cambrick Brody talk about joining and starting the business, having some immediate success, and then having life happen and having to fight your way back through that to get to the top. Mr. Cambrick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can. The floor is yours, sir.
Great. Thanks, Keith. I really appreciate you taking the time to introduce me, and it's really good to get on these calls and hear all of the leaders share their experience. We're all a family in this, and so to your point, you know, you're right. I mean, that's the truth. I started with the Legal Shield business. Me and my wife, I believe it was in July, we signed up. We were probably one of the easiest associates for you and Amelia because I think we reached out to you all to get set up with Legal Shield. So, you know, you didn't have to do much about selling us. We already knew we wanted to be in the business. So when we started out, you know, we did start out with a lot of success, made a lot of contacts, a lot of networking, sold a lot of memberships, had a great month. I think I peaked out in November at about 40 or 50 memberships or something like that. And so then, you know, beginning of the year came around, we had life happen a little bit internally in our family, and it kind of pushed us back a little bit, slowed things down. And you know, we had a moment there where we thought, you know, I don't know how much time and energy we could give into the business. And so that was a time where we were kind of at a crossroads. And I want to say, though, that one of those things I think my wife would agree that happened during that time was, number one, you and Keith and Amelia were very supportive to us. So I'd say to anyone listening who may go through that, you know, the first thing about that is if you have a good support system and a good team and you plug into that team, then that can help you get through those times. It can keep that And sometimes we need a little push to keep that motivation going. So I just want to say, you know, to everyone on the team that, you know, Keith and Amelia kind of swooped in and said, hey, no, you all are doing great. What can we do to help? And that gave us a little bit of motivation. But then we kind of, you know, refocused ourselves in the business and knew what we wanted and went back to our why and why we joined the business, which was, you know, financial security for ourselves and for our kids' future. So when we went through that time, we really refocused ourselves with the business, and now things have picked back up. I mean, and they've, you know, it's so amazing how when you focus on things, you get what you focus on. And we've been focusing on building our team, and we've gotten some new associates. So we're plugging in now to training those people, getting those people up to speed, plugging them in. And it's just been really a blessing that we were able to be a part of this team who did not, you know, give up on us when we were a little bit down. They kind of gave us a nudge. So, you know, isn't that right, babe? Is there anything you want to say about that too as well?
I think between Cambrick and I, we're very independent. And this is Nicole, by the way. Very independent, and we don't ask for help too much. And I think Keith and Amelia were always there, but we thought we could handle a lot of it. And I think we did have some successes. And I kind of think of Darnell Self's five-minute messages last week about how you have great months or you have a great day and you just think it's going to continue just because you did well the day before or the month before. But we lost our focus for a minute, and we really tried to do it by ourselves. And until we realized that this is a family, that this is a network of a bunch of people working together, and we can either do it by ourselves and take the long, hard road, or we can work with other people, and together we all can grow and be elevated. And we found a lot of joy in helping some new recruits getting, you know, fast start and qualify and move up, and it's fun and amazing to watch other people building their business as well. I think it's humbled us in a lot of ways to not just think about ourselves in this business, but it is a whole worldly type of experience, and it's more fun to actually help other people.
Cool. Great. Thanks, babe. Well, that's what we've got, and we just want to say to everyone, you know, again, don't quit. Keep pushing forward. Reach in for the motivation that you need from your team. Plug into people. Stay connected, and I guarantee you that you'll get through it. So thanks so much, Keith.
Yep.
Phenomenal. And family, you'll be meeting this lovely couple at Cabo San Lucas. They qualified. They won the trip. Or they earned the trip. They worked hard for it. They did. And so we're looking forward to seeing them there. We also have another associate on our team who also joined in the month of July and never got started. And this person had some experience in the past. And so they knew what Legal Shield was all about, but, again, life happened. And I'd like Mr. Mark McDonald to talk about that. Mark, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can. Floor's all yours, sir.
All right. Yeah, absolutely, Keith. And I really appreciate the support. And I just really want to reiterate what Cambrick said. The support is absolutely great with the Juan team. You know, I did have a lot of you know, just kind of background knowledge about prepaid legal services, but I left in 2007 to kind of just focus elsewhere, and I really wish I wouldn't have done that, because now here I am starting again, and I'm just thinking of all of the people I haven't been able to help with the services that Legal Shield provides now. So, you know, it's just really a process of getting, you know, involved and getting plugged in. And I also had a life situation with an immediate family member. And, you know, it was just really right. It was like a week after I had joined, and back in July of last year. So I really kind of put everything on the back burner. And I was like, okay, well, I'll get to this. But, you know, I knew the value was there. Last year, actually, I had a deaf couple come into my office and wanted me to advocate for them with a doctor not providing interpreters. And, you know, I tried my best, but, you know, sometimes we're not always successful. But thankfully, they themselves had Legal Shield, and I was just really kind of taken aback of, like, the how Legal Shield is able to help, you know, everyone on just all kinds of matters. So with that said, though, it just really, really inspired me to you know, really, but for a long time, I just kind of observed and seen how the system was and how people were marketing the services today. And it was really inspiring. But I didn't really get started until last month. Actually, Keith came down to Florida, and we had got together, and I got to see how he presented the membership, and it just really inspired me, and I knew the next steps to take, and I knew if I didn't actually act on something, that, you know, I would just always be stagnant, and that's not the way I wanted to be. So definitely support system is very vital. And I really hope that my associates that I've brought in last month, I know that at least one of them are listening in tonight, and I want to encourage them to always reach out if they have any questions, and just keep going, you know, just don't give up. And I would say the best thing to do is just keep going and stick with it.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. McDonald. And, you know, it's really love your team where they're at. And we're a helping hand. And all of us should approach this as being a helping hand. We're not holding hands. We're a helping hand. We're guiding. And as you know, Mr. Jeremy Moore said, our background is in the deaf community. That's where our passion is. And we understand the struggles that a deaf person has in network marketing. We've seen it. We've seen it among our friends, our parents, the challenges that have been there. So I know for me and Amelia, one of the things is we never wanted any deaf associate to experience that frustration and to experience a sense of loss like some did in the beginning, like we did in the beginning. You know, we didn't know what to do or where to go. So we're just so excited to really show this system. All we did was provide access to the Legal Shield system. It's not something that Keith and Amelia did. Besides, we just added some love to the system, you know, and now – at the More Success the breakout that we had at the last conference, you guys got to meet some of the deaf leaders like Mr. Matthew Callahan and Karen Schlotthire. They got up on stage, and I think it's really finding opportunities to let your team shine, finding opportunities to develop new leaders. You know, to have Matthew and Karen up there signing to everybody, and you know, as they made the joke, they're not hearing impaired. You guys are signing impaired. You know, so now we have Matthew Callahan. He is leading the system has one weekly briefing. Believe it or not, we do five. We do one on Monday, two on Wednesday, and two on Friday. And that's led by Mr. Matthew Callahan. He's the one who sets up the schedule. He's the one that promotes it. You know, so we're just so excited that he took over that.
And so the point of what our talk today is, follow the system, and it doesn't matter if it's your Hispanic associates, your English associates, or your deaf associates. As long as there is a system to plug into, it works. It works for everybody. But the thing is, everybody has to plug in, and that is what we've done with our team, and that's why we've been able to do our team nationwide. If we were dependent on ourselves, this would have never have worked. It's all about having everybody just do the same thing that Legal Shield tells us. And really, honestly, every single training that we have, we go over the 10 core commitments. And I think if you drive that through your whole entire organization, you're going to have massive success. You'll build leaders, and then that'll make your Legal Shield business go through the roof.
And being transparent, there's been times where some of us might have had a Cambrick and Mark on our team and going, they quit. I'm not going to talk to them anymore. You know, maybe and made it a personal, emotional decision instead of, hey, life happens. That's what's going on with them right now.
Yep, that's it.
You know, so, I mean, because I know us you want me to get closer to the phone?
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I guess that is really our theme, is just really love your team. Give them I want to do a plug for the More Success Retreat. I really want to do that because that was where we finally felt like we belonged to the family, because we were a little angry in the beginning. We didn't know who our upline was. We didn't know what was going on. But thankfully, we had leaders like Mr. Cliff Malloy and Don Thompson down in Florida, and Mr. Willie Muhammad, and Mike Milia. We took us under their wings, and we realized we went down the wrong path. You know, when we went to our first More Success team, we realized – we have those kind of people here on this team. When we entered the restaurant,
You know, people could tell we didn't know. We didn't feel like we belonged. We didn't know what we were doing because we had that deer in a headlight look. And then you had the Petermans. You had every platinum leader there. You had every ring earner there motioning for us to come on over and join their table. You know, we really felt we were made to feel welcome there.
That was a game changer for us. So, yeah, that is one of the things we have to say is if you're not signed up for the Arizona
– you don't feel like you belong
yet. If you don't sign up for the Arizona retreat, you're missing out. You're cheating yourself because that's where we got to meet people like, you know, Linda Bowden. I mean,
fireworks on the rooftop.
She took us. She's like, come hang out with us. And we were on the rooftop looking at fireworks. I mean, that was just such a special moment. She didn't know us. They just didn't.
Linda Rios made me do the cha-cha or some kind of dance.
Yeah, it's all these things you get to do with these amazing people that you just hear about on the calls and the leadership calls. But that is where you really build relationships. That's where we got to meet Jimmy Parrish, and he was just so kind and said anytime we needed anything from him. And I've called on him plenty of times to help me out with stuff.
Mr. Harold Pinson. Like when he came to New York, we felt comfortable reaching out and saying, let's go watch a Mets game.
Yeah, so you really have to plug in, and that's really what's made our business change was at that moment when we went to the more successful retreat. It just really changes your business. You get to meet people and you get to use them as resources and not feel like you're bothering folks. So with that, I think that's our time.
Right? Love your team.
Love your team. That's our theme.
Get to know them.
Mr. Moore, thank you so much for letting us talk tonight and share some of our experience. The floor is all yours, sir.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what, that was phenomenal. Phenomenal information. You guys absolutely killed it tonight. We just appreciate you guys' leadership so very much and can't wait to see you guys in just a few short weeks in Phoenix at our team event. And also, Steph and I, we'll see you guys this fall in New York, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Can't wait.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Again, guys, you know, thank you so much for being the true servant leaders that you are. And, you know, I wrote that down in my notes like, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Love your team. Great message. Phenomenal message great information tonight. So thank you guys so much for being on the call.
Our pleasure. We love being among giants. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, that's almost wrapped up our call tonight. Again, want to congratulate Tony Cerise Barkley and Mr. Barry Harris of the great state of North Carolina for being the contest winners last month. They actually have one night of their hotel rooms comped for taking advantage of the contest last month on the team. The information regarding the upcoming events this Friday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They'll be up on our team Facebook page, which is a More Success Team on Facebook. I really, really implore you guys to make that a landing site when you're out there doing your social networking. The most up-to-date information regarding the team and anything that we get out regarding the company, we'll throw that up there on social media. You'll get that a lot faster than you will an email. I had a lot of calls earlier today asking, were we having a call tonight? Because they hadn't received an email. But all the information with what's going on with the team will always be up on the More Success Team Facebook page. So make sure that's a landing site for you guys. Can't wait to see you guys, the team members and all your guests in Albuquerque this weekend. And with that being said, next Monday night, we've got a phenomenal guest speaker going to pour into us, going to share with us. So I really need to make it a really, really big call because we have Mr. Darnell Self will be our guest trainer and speaker next Monday night. And Doc Wilson, thank you so much for hosting our calls this evening. And like Pawpaw, my mentor, the person who taught me everything I need to, I know about this business and about Legal Shield, always says, continue to put God first, your family second, and Legal Shield 3rd, and everything else will work out just fine. God bless you all, and good night, everyone.